Training Camp Central is powered by XFIT.
Welcome again to Camp Breakdown, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer with you here at Bears Training Camp, wrapping it up, really. But we're going to focus on the rear end of the defense. The corners will be our first topic of conversation as we break down the secondary here in the next couple days. There are a bunch of young corners trying to battle for jobs, Tom. Right now, the two starters are the veterans, Tracy Porter and Kyle Fuller. Analyze how they've performed in practice and what your expectations for both are in 2016.
You know, to me, Tracy Porter is the real leader in the defensive backfield, although we'd like to see it be Kyle Fuller, the former number one round draft choice. But I also believe this needs to be the most competitive position across the board. I'm talking corners and safeties, because the Bears need to confirm who is going to be their starters, who is going to be that third corner, because Vic Fangio needs that part of his defense to be equally as important as the front seven. Now, we've been able to see what the front seven can contribute to this defense in terms of pressure, speed, and intelligence. However, we need standout corners here. And if Tracy Porter can capitalize on a season from last year and have another healthy year and be able to stop a top receiver from their opponent, because every team now has at least two top receivers, it is the emergence of Kyle Fuller that we need to step up to the forefront and be the first-round draft choice that they picked him for.
Nichols are starters, so Bryce Callahan, yes, drawing a lot of attention. They are very high on him. He came in late last season and earned that job on his own, kept that job at the end. He is a smaller guy, as you would expect for that nickel position, but don't let that fool you, because his vertical jump makes him a lot taller corner, and he's very athletic.
Right, but he's also willing to tackle. I was watching Bryce Callahan from a couple practices ago, and I was watching him fill the hole like a safety. And that's what you like to see, because, again, he will be a matched up on the third receiver when they bring out those types of packages. But tackling is equally as important here to the Vic Fangio-led defense. So Bryce Callahan, he does have his foot in the ring. But again, we want competition from some of the young guys they've been able to bring in this year.
Well, and one of them is DeAndre Hall, Northern Iowa product. His exact height is 6'1 and a half, 199, but he's long. He's got super long arms that allows him to create some great leverage, and he doesn't always have to present it. He can use it as a weapon throughout the course of a route and really get guys off the route, get them off track, and then obviously use that to take away the ball and knock it away.
What guy is fresh in the Chicago Bears fans' mind? And that's right. Charles Peanut Tillman. And when you talk about a quarterback that wasn't blessed with blazing speed, all of his assets were used with his length.
There's many others. We don't have time to capture them all. There's double-digit performers at cornerback. That's going to wrap us up for this version of Camp Breakdown. Thanks for watching. And as always, keep it right here on ChicagoBears.com for continuing 2016 training camp coverage.